In the interest of time and brevity, I'd like to call the meeting to order at 2:01 PM. On behalf of the board, we have Cody Kennedy, Cody Davis, Lee Kleinman, and myself, and Quentin Shear as well. Angelia, you want to give us a roll call for everybody else? Or
sure. Can you actually share the slide deck? I'm not seeing your screen now.
Sorry, I don't know what happened. Let me try. Now, can you see it?
No.
No?
I can come over and help. Oh, never mind. You got it.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. Rock and roll.
All right. Sorry about that.
There we go. And sure, I will call out those staff online. We have Board Clerk Victoria Hightower, Chief Financial Officer Sarah Menge. Let's see. We have our airport legal counsel, Dan Reamer. We have Lance Kramer and Sam Meeks from FCI. And then I do expect that Dylan will be on. He needed to attend to an emergency, but he should be on soon. And otherwise, that's our full team today, Thaddeus.
Excellent. As previously discussed, in lieu of actually going through the entire Pledge of Allegiance, everybody can just raise their hand if they do pledge allegiance to the flag in the United States of America. Okay. Ooh, Dan doesn't. How about that? Ah, got him. Okay. I'd like to open for an approval of the agenda. Motion to approve.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Looking for a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Dan, point of order, will that suffice? Or because we're on a Zoom call, do we need to do roll call each time?
No, I think the minutes can reflect the votes.
Excellent. Let's see here. I'm assuming we don't have any citizen comments. Victoria, anything in the log? Nothing. Okay, so a single action item today, the FCI pre-construction service proposal for solar canopy design. Angela, do you want to do the quick brief on that and why we're here?
Yes. Yep. And I do, I was looking at the agenda. We did gloss over commissioner comments. Oh. You should see if anyone has any of those.
Right.
On the project, Angela?
Oh, sorry. Just, you know, preceding the action item, we have commissioner comments listed. If there are none, I can move on.
Yeah.
So thank you all for making time to jump on this quick call. This special board meeting is to ask the board to take action on an FCI item that really is two-part. It is to purchase the solar panels for a covered structure with covered parking in our public parking lot, and then also the task order includes design of the rest of the components of that project. The solar aspect is actually further along because, as the board knows, we applied for a grant program through Excel and were successful in that. And that had us spend a lot of time on the solar piece, but we still need to design the structure and the project itself. Since we are kind of jumping ahead here with this special board meeting compared to what we've discussed at other board meetings, I did want to zoom out and just talk overall about parking. So what you, hopefully everyone can see the screen, and what you see are kind of the two big improvements we have planned and in the works for public parking here at the airport. So in the blue color you see, that is roughly where the parking lot expansion will be located. So that is a project where you approved the design contract with Garver back in December. that project remains on schedule to have the work bid out this summer. The construction contract come before the board in August, and that sets us up to have the construction complete by November 2025. Again, our peak when it comes to parking is Thanksgiving and that week. And so we want and need to have more parking available by that time, and we remain on track for that project. That project is funded through a state infrastructure bank loan that you all approved the application for a few months ago. We actually received word today that all the documents are final and expect to have those proceeds in our escrow account with our bank this week. And that loan was for $6.5 million. That $6.5 million is more than we anticipate the parking expansion to cost, and that was deliberate because of the other improvements we have planned, specifically this covered parking project, and that is the topic for today. That you see in yellow. Our plan is to cover the center section of parking we have. It will be capped, which means that even the drive lanes will be covered. We're really excited about this project. Providing covered parking is something that we have wanted to do for a long time. We know that customers want that, and we've been working on this project. Part of what makes this project financially feasible is a substantial tax credit program through the federal government. So even though we're not, we don't pay taxes, we are still eligible for this credit, and this credit allows 40% of eligible costs to be reimbursed. So that includes the cost of the solar panels and any related materials there, but it actually includes most of the costs of the structure itself as well. So the structure that we have planned, like I said, is a cap for that full center section. That covers basically from one landscaped median to the next landscaped median. It includes 96 spaces. We hope that we'll be able to have at least 92 spaces that are available, but expect that there could be a couple of spaces that get cannibalized in that project. It also, as part of this project, we will also cover all of the close-in parking that you see, kind of making that T-shape. Currently, that includes, that row has all of the handicap parking available at the airport, plus it includes short-term parking spaces that for now are for short-term meet-or-greeter parkers, but over time and in the years and decades to come, as parking continues to expand at the airport, we'll need to convert more and more of those to handicap parking. This is an improvement we want to make for those handicap passengers. Frankly, it's unclear whether we're required to do that from a regulatory perspective, but it's an improvement that we want to make. And so that will be the more traditional just covered parking that you're used to seeing, where it'll be angled and the drive lane won't be capped. That would be a problem if we were to cap that drive lane. What you have off to the right-hand side here, what you can see, the steps. First, today we're asking you to approve this task order with FCI that will cover the design of the project, so finish out that design of the structure. Obviously, FCI will be leading that effort, but there are a lot of components to that. A lot of subs will be working on that. Engineers and Gensler will also be playing a role to make sure that the look and feel is in alignment with the vision for the terminal. We expect that design to be complete and work to be bid out this fall. And so we expect to come to the board with an FCI construction contract by the end of the year. And then we expect construction to happen next year with a target of having the covered parking open by Thanksgiving of 2026. The reason we're coming to you today and not at the June regularly scheduled board meeting is the One Big Beautiful Bill that passed, that act passed through the House a couple of weeks ago and is now being discussed in the Senate. One of the last minute amendments made to that bill was an acceleration of the date where these solar credits expire. And specifically in the exact language shows that construction must commence within 60 days of the bill becoming law. Right now, it looks like that is likely to, or the target, it sounds like, is that week of 4th of July to have that bill become law. And so that really gives us until the end of August to meet the requirements to remain eligible for that tax credit. And really grateful to Sarah and to our partners at FCI for coming together to figure out how we can meet that technical definition of construction beginning. And with that, I'll answer any questions you have on the project and then turn it over to Sarah to kind of discuss in more detail the numbers on this project.
It looks like Commissioner Davis has a question.
Yeah, so what did you guys determine was the definition of starting a project?
Yeah, so actually, if we want to skip to the next slide, Victoria, and then Sarah, you can discuss a little bit that safe harbor provision.
Sure. So what we found, there's actually an IRS notice that was issued, and they have described basically two ways that you can demonstrate that you have began construction. The first actually is substantial physical work, so that you can actually see that something is happening out there, earthwork and things like that. As we just described, we really need that expansion lot to be completed first before we can disturb that main lot. So that's really not a test that we knew we could meet. So the second component that they have is called the 5% safe harbor rule. And if you can demonstrate that you have incurred, and it really does look at, you know, accrual accounting, that you've actually done the work, not just prepaid a deposit of some sort, but incurred 5% or more of the costs, then that demonstrates that you have began construction. With what we have today for approval, the $342,000 for the design cost and then the $430,000 for those solar panels, that total is about 13% of the total project cost today. That was important to Angela and I that we didn't just hit 5 because the total estimated construction costs at this point are, you know, ROM estimates from FCI. So if that total project cost increased, that would reduce how much this pre-approval is going to cover. So that 13%, we feel really confident with that, with some of the pricing estimates that FCI has done and some contingency in those numbers, that we very clearly meet that 5% safe harbor rule. Even though we don't have physical construction in the lot, we will have spent and incurred more than 10% of the cost on the project.
And engineering counts towards the cost of the project per this definition?
Yes, it says licensing, design costs, soft costs, and all of those types of costs may be included in that calculation. It's a great question, and one we were a little nervous about as well. So we also said if that's sort of the gravy on top too, if we can get 5% with just the hard construction material costs, we also felt much more comfortable there as well. So hitting that 13 achieved both of those.
Great. And my other question was on the, if people really want that parking, I don't know if there's any way you can, but it's premium parking. Do you guys charge extra for that, or is it just first come, first serve?
I feel like you are just segueing for me here, Cody.
Perfect.
So as we looked at sort of just the financial, I think that really goes to speak to, I mean, how are we going to pay for this and what is the return on investment here? So on this slide, on the bottom section, we've really kind of come up with what do we think the future cash inflows are from this project? We think that's really three components. It's the tax credit that we just discussed, which this, I will say too, is a very conservative estimate. The tax credit is based on a percentage of the eligible project costs. It's not typically the full project because there could be components that are built really just for the parking structure, not necessarily as part of the energy. So we have a conservative estimate for what that portion is. Some cost savings from Xcel Energy based on what we're producing. And then the largest component that really makes this pay for itself is that additional parking revenue. So we've talked to our consultants, and a standard premium rate for covered parking compared to standard parking is 50% more. So at our current rates, you know, we would take half of whatever that close-in parking is and kind of add that for that covered parking. We think this gives us an additional premium parking product. Angela and I have talked about there's also some opportunity if we wanted to do like reserved spaces or electronic vehicle charging or other things, we can also encompass those in there. So all of those kind of premium features are all within that one lot. So that 4.1, 4.2 million that we have on here for revenue from the covered premiums is an estimate based on that 50% premium over a standard contract, standard parking rate. And then we only assumed 50% occupancy of those spaces over that whole time. we felt like 50 is fairly conservative. It may start low. It may end up much higher. We're not 100% sure what the demand is going to be, but we felt like 50 was, again, a very conservative estimate. And using those numbers, it really, the total future cash flows is almost $7.2 million. But when I adjust that down for time value of money and look at a present value, it actually comes to almost the 5.8. It was just a little short of basically covering the project cost over that 25-year life of the solar panels. And we chose that period because after 25 years, we understand the panels may need to be switched out, but that parking structure and the revenue from covered parking would still be something that's viable and have a much longer useful life. But we may need to make some additional project upgrades, but this does really pay for itself over that period when we're discounting even for that present value of the future dollars. Does that answer your question, Cody? And I guess any other questions for me on this piece of it?
One thing I will add, and, you know, I should have said this before, but, I mean, when we've looked at this project, not only does adding solar on airport fit in alignment with our resiliency goals, because of this tax credit and then the Xcel Energy cost savings we'd receive, this is by far the most economical way for us to add covered parking at the airport. Mm-hmm. And that's why we don't want to lose this opportunity, because the cash flow for covered parking at reasonable rates, again, you know, with kind of a 50% premium and, you know, estimating conservatively those, how full the lot will be, you know, the math on that doesn't look quite as good, and we don't want to break even on a project, you know, 30 years in the future.
Right. Further discussion? All right, hearing none, I would entertain a full read of the motion to approve.
If someone will scream back to that motion, I'll make it. So I move to award FCI pre-construction service proposal for solar company design and early procurement of solar panels. Oh, I just read the title. I motion to approve the FCI pre-construction service proposal for solar canopy design and the procurement of solar panels totaling $772,737 and authorize the CEO to sign the agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Quentin, did you make a determination about whether or not?
Yes, I will recuse myself from the vote due to my relationship with FCI.
Understood. All right, and we will do a roll call vote. Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Commissioner Kennedy?
Yes.
Commissioner Kleinman?
Yes.
Commissioner Scheer is an abstaining, and the chair votes in approval as well, and the motion passes. All right, congratulations, team. We get a solar shaded parking structure.
Thank you guys for getting out ahead of this so we can get this done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is exciting.
Really, very much agreed.
Well, thank you for your support. We really appreciate you guys making time for this and trusting us on this. And we'll be providing this as part of our project updates moving forward at the board meetings. And like I said, there'll be some additional action items that will come before the board, presumably and hopefully in a more regular sequence and regular order. So thanks again for your flexibility.
Absolutely.
Thank you all.
Thanks all.
Thank you all.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. All in approval?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We're clear at 2:20. Nice work, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.